y'all.
Okay. You'd think, what is this, episode 10?
Yes.
Episode 11, 10 or 11, you'd think we'd have this down by now.
I blame the fact that we talk about spooky people. And
we do. So that's why.
Tempting the fates.
And this one is a take two, not a part two, a take two.
Right.
On a story we tried to record and the recording just was not. It hated us. It didn't like it. And I personally think it has everything to do with today's subject.
It's a curse.
It's a freaking curse.
Yes.
It's a freaking curse.
Yeah.
And, you know,
sometimes
they don't want us to tell their story.
No.
But we're going to tell their story.
Yes.
I mean, it's, we're recording. Things are happening. Levels are being tracked.
Awesome.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Shit is happening.
Yeah. So.
Do we have any updates?
I watched a documentary on Aaron Hernandez on Netflix.
I heard that one is.
It was fascinating.
Is a thing.
It is fascinating. You know, and I'm not the world's biggest football fan. I mean, right. I like watching our local team, you know.
Go Saints, go!
Yeah. But, you know, it's not a big part of my life, but.
Truth, right.
Hearing his story and how a combination of struggles he had in his personal life, abusive dad, on top of that, the CTE and the NFL's handling of the CTE.
Yeah.
And how it all just came apart is tragic and fascinating. And I learned a lot.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend it.
I heard it was a freaking ride. Maybe I'll go watch that later. Because today is we record and then I do literally nothing else day.
Well, and it's fascinating to learn because they go into the science of CTE and the last part of it and what that all means and how many other players have had symptoms and all that stuff. And I know
Should we say what CTE is just in case people don't know?
I
don't remember
traumatic what it's encephal.
Yeah. I couldn't remember what it is.
I can't pronounce it. But it's a brain damage. Basically.
It's brain damage, yeah.
So when you have a concussion,
right,
your brain sloshes around inside your
gross
skull.
I just imagine like jello.
It's not
You know, like something's in jello, like fruit or whatever, and you see it sloshing around. I don't like jello. Jello's disgusting.
But. It is. Well, your brain's not supposed to do that.
I mean, I wouldn't think so.
No.
And but,
then, you know, he started playing football when he was a child. And
that, I know.
It's, on top of that, a lot of other stuff.
That
so,
whole,
you know,
And
if you start to read a lot about serial killers, most of them, a lot of them, have had some sort of brain injury
brain
when
trauma.
They were a child.
Yeah.
So like John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
And the Confession Killer, that's another one on Netflix.
Yeah.
He
I gotta watch that one too.
His mother struck him with a pipe against his head when he was a little kid. So
oh God.
I don't
fun
know.
Fun fact. Actually, it's not really fun. Really sad fact
horrifying
that I happen to know.
Yeah.
You know Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys?
Oh yeah.
His dad hit him in the head with a 2x4.
Oh my God.
And so he has like funky hearing on one side his head. I think it's the left, but I can't remember. But like that's why everyone thought he was such a fucking genius because like his hearing was off. So I mean obviously when you're making music like hearing is a big part of it. You can still feel the vibrations and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But yeah. He's not a serial killer though.
He's
an adorable older gentleman.
Yes. Yeah.
Who I'm obsessed with.
Right.
He's so freaking cute. If you don't follow him on Instagram, you're missing out. It's so adorable. He's so cute.
I'll have to check it out.
I know. He explained at one of his concerts what an instrumental meant.
Oh,
we're like,
okay.
We got it. We got
I
it, Brian. Thank
that
you.
Out. Okay.
But yeah, he's not a serial killer, though. Well, at least we don't know.
Well.
And I think he's so fucking cute that I don't think he could be.
So.
But yeah, they have a lot of brain trauma.
Yeah,
is like has a lot to do with that.
It's a huge thing.
I was just watching. I'm catching up on Poldark on PBS.
Mm.
Poldark. Aiden Turner, man. Mm-hmm. Such a freaking good one. Not a serial killer documentary, but a good PBS one to go watch.
Yeah.
But And his bestie in the show mm-hmm. is a doctor. And the like episodes now, one of the episodes, he was talking about psychology and like therapy and how because everyone was deemed like insane or a lunatic or whatever for like the smallest things in the 1800s, and because no one understood the brain and how it worked and, right. and all of that.
Right.
So this guy tries to, he's like this guy, and like you can tell he's like off his rocker because he's like talking to himself and like screaming Bible verses out. Like, not, he's not a lunatic because he's screaming Bible verses, but like the way he is delivering all of these, sure. you know, messages and stuff. And he tries to assassinate the king, which is a no-no. I mean, you know, obviously. Yeah. But, and Poldark stops him. But in the trial or whatever, Dwight, who is his best friend, goes and...
Should we say spoilers?
I mean, this happened in season 4 or 5, which happened like a while ago. So I, sure, spoilers. It's not a big part. It's not like a huge part. It's a big part for Dr. Ennis's character arc. But he basically, he's like one of the first doctors to defend, to go up for the defense on an insanity plea. Mm-hmm. So saying like the insanity brought on this, this wanting to kill another person kind of thing. And so you should treat him as an insane person and not treat him as like a killer and just hang him. Mm. It was like more, it was opening up like sympathy for people who have mental disorders and, you know, like psychosis and
murderer from last week.
Yes.
Who was insane because he drank too much.
I mean, naturally. I don't know if I go insane when I drink too much, but
Mr. Moiety,
my liver sure feels it.
Yeah, Mr. Moiety.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. It was definitely, it's like definitely a look into how now, like obviously serial killers should be held accountable for, or killers in general should be held accountable for things that they do. But like, it was all about opening up the idea of insanity and not just condemning a person because they have mental issues.
Right. And that's back with the CTE thing. Right. Because a lot of those people, you know, have one of the symptoms is bouts of rage.
Yes.
Because they cannot control.
They can't. Yeah.
Nor explain.
Because their brain just like.
They don't know. It is like having.
Got sloshed around enough. Yeah. So.
It's like being diagnosed with dementia at the age of 30 something. You know. Oof. Or 40 something.
Yeah. I don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah.
That is some shit.
So. Anyway.
So, not that that really goes into what our story is today, because I think these guys were just psychopaths. Okay. But
all right.
So, today's story is that of John and Wayne Carter.
Carter.
So, John and Wayne Carter are more popularly known as the Vampire Brothers.
Ooh.
Have we heard this?
No.
No. Well,
Vampire Brothers.
You're gonna hear it now. So, we are not in
like a sexy vampire kind of way.
No, it's not like True Blood kind of.
I don't find vampires very sexy.
I don't really either.
I don't understand
the whole idea of someone like biting into and like drinking my blood. It just I don't even.
And vampires themselves are dead, so they are
true.
You know
what is like, that when you like want to get with a dead neck?
Necrophilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, I imagine, cold to the touch because they're
both cold in emotion and cold to the touch. You know? Yeah.
So they're like clammy like, and cold. And
gross. And like probably jaded because they've seen some shit, especially if they've been alive for a couple hundred years, depending on what you believe about vampires.
Exactly. Yes.
And then they can't go in the sun. So it's like dates are only at night.
Yeah.
So not it's like, what? I don't get the appeal. I truly don't get it.
No, not for me.
So John and Wayne Carter pop up in New Orleans history in the 1930s. So this is more recent.
Okay.
Depression era, you know, that whole kind of set the scene for you there. And they were typically normal brothers, what people thought were normal, at least. They worked on the docks on the river, handling fresh seafood that from boats that docked at the port of New Orleans. They lived on the corner of St. Anne and Royal. So it's kind of looking at the back of the cathedral.
That's a very fancy spot today.
Yeah. Today. Yeah. Fancy as fuck.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at the back of the cathedral on Royal Street, they're like a block to your left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think like, no, the Bourbon Orleans would have been behind you. There's something over there. There's something right there on St. Anne.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, fancy spot. I mean, at least now, fancy spot. I don't know what it looked like
in the 30s.
So, also, before we go into some stuff, there's there's a couple of, like, newspaper documents about this, and then it's a lot of, like, folklore kind of stuff. So, some dates are off, some, you know, I'm going to kind of give you a roundabout time frame to kind of put you in there, but certain facts, there are conflicting differences with some reports.
Right.
So, one night, either in 1932 or 1934... I've seen more that says 1934.
Okay.
So we'll just go with that.
Sure.
A girl comes running out of their apartment on St. Anne and Royal. She is badly bleeding.
Oh.
And her wrists have been cut.
Ugh.
Right. So like not a cute, That's not a cute scene. Like not, yeah. A few mixed reports on her age. Most of them said 12.
Oh.
So she was literally a girl.
She was a girl.
Yes. Yeah. So my niece is 13. So I kind of like put that in my, you know, in my brain for reference. But so she was about 12. They said 12 to 14. So we'll just say 12. So 1934, this girl comes out of their apartment one night bleeding all over the place.
Yeah.
Just bloody and bleeding.
Don't want to see
that. People are like, what the fuck is happening? Because as I would too, if some girl came out of an apartment bleeding.
What is happening? Profusely.
When the police found her and took her to the hospital, they noticed that their wrists had, her wrists had been cut, but not cut enough, like, that would kill her instantly.
Okay.
But to slowly bleed her out. Like, so I guess they just did it just enough to where she would bleed, but not enough in the spot to kill her.
Yeah.
Essentially. Or kill her quickly.
Slowly.
Yeah. And she told the police that the brothers had, quote, been feeding on her for days.
Just
like, so it made my whole body like, when, so obviously the police are like, gotta look into this maybe we should go see what they're doing. So they go back to the apartment and the brothers weren't there. And I did not read anything about, I'm not really sure how 1930s police work happened, but I didn't read anything about a warrant or anything like that. I just read that they, like, just went into the apartment. So casually, they just go into these people's apartment. Not that I don't think you should be weary of, like, an apartment where a girl comes out bleeding.
Yeah.
But also, like, now I'm just like, how, I watched enough Law and Order where I'm like, you need a fucking warrant to go in there, or the defense attorney is going to be like,
no.
And then everything's screwed. So
Jack will have something to say about that.
Right. For sure. So they go into the apartment and upon search, so they search the apartment. I'm not sure how big this apartment was, but I'm going to assume not too big because they just worked on the docks and it was a French Quarter apartment.
Yeah.
So they found four more people tied up to chairs and slowly bleeding out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't even imagine.
Also, my weird brain was like, do you sleep in this apartment? So, like, do you just, like, let these people bleed out and you're just, like, crashed in the back? You know, it's, like, the logistics of this whole thing. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Also, not a person that wants to bleed people out.
No.
But, and so,
why were these people not, like, crying out in distress? Like, hey.
Truth. Yeah. Maybe so they were too weak. Because it didn't. Yeah. It didn't say that they were, like, their mouths were tied or whatever. Like, it didn't say anything like that. It just said that they were slowly bleeding out.
Maybe they were too weak.
At that point, probably. Yeah. So one of the four people, a man, one of the four people was this man, and they, when they looked him over and all of that, they kind of came up with he probably had been there for more than a week.
Oh,
and he was about to die.
Oh,
so he was very close to death.
Oh my goodness.
Essentially. Another report said that there were 15 or more bodies in the apartment in addition to these four people tied up. So body, like people had already died.
Just everywhere.
Did you imagine the smell?
No, I can't.
One, blood smells like iron. Yeah. And that's a really strong ass smell. And then on top of that, you've got 15 or more bodies just like chilling.
Are they bleeding into buckets?
I'm going to go with this was not a sophisticated setup. I'm going to go with it was just on the ground.
And wouldn't that soak through to the people below?
Truth. I don't know. Maybe there were buckets.
Gross.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting all over.
It sounds awful. Ugh.
And it's like a What's the movie with the clown guy? The Saw movies. Oh, all those are all bloody and shit.
Yeah, I don't watch those. Ugh. I don't like those.
My friends in high school used to make me watch shit like that, and I freaking hate it.
Awful. Yeah. I don't like
it's
torture
the
stuff.
Worst.
No.
So we started a podcast about it.
Well, you know, it's different. This is different.
Right. While they were searching mm-hmm. and finding all of these bodies and people and probably enjoying the smell.
I don't know. I'm imagining like a bathtub full of like just people or something. I don't
Nasty.
Know.
Ooh, and then it probably smelled like fish too, because if it was on the – ugh. That whole place, you had to reek. Like, had to smell like complete asshole.
I think a neighbor would be like, what's going on over there?
I mean, I know I would, but also one of my neighbors, like, heavily does some weed. Smoke some weed. Does the weed.
The kids these days.
The kids these days. And the other night, I smelled it so much. I was like, I was in my bathroom washing my face. Uh-huh. And I smelled it so bad. I was like, holy shit. Like, I almost got high. That's how much. And I'm not going to say anything. I mean, they're not killing anyone. So
no, it's fine.
Hopefully. Yeah. No, they seem like very nice people.
No, but you know, like, you know when someone's had a crawfish boil?
Yes.
And then it's like they put it in the garbage and the garbage hasn't collected in like Ugh. 2 or 3 days.
Ugh.
Just that
That's a
smell,
horrid smell.
I can't. That's the worst. So can you imagine that?
Like hot garbage.
Yeah. That's Ugh. Probably what this was. Ugh. Oh my God.
So blood, dead bodies, and like their fish
crawfish
smell. That's disgusting. We should make a candle. It should be a candle.
If you want to repel people, right. Here is the candle for
Are
you.
Are you an introvert that wants to have nothing to do with people? Buy the Big Easy Spirits podcast candle.
Oh, God. The Vampire Brothers
candle. The Vampire candle. Brothers candle.
Yes.
It's red.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
So while searching, the brothers come home and... Apparently,
just come on home.
They just were like casually come back home, probably smelling like fish.
Ooh, what a long day at the dock.
I know. Whew, let me go relax in my death den. So put my feet up on the dead body table that's in the living room. So they had a big epic battle.
Okay.
Or at least that's what all the papers said.
Fisticuffs.
Right. So. One report noted, that the brothers were not large in stature, both being around 5'6" and 160 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Only thing I saw about their size, but I am 5'6". I am not going to share how much I weigh.
Yeah.
But I am 5'6", and I just feel like I am not beating up anyone.
No.
Much less a horde of cops.
I know.
Like,
and don't they have, like, guns? The cops?
I would assume, like, yeah. So,
I didn't think there would be any shenanigans with these guys.
So during this battle, apparently they beat some cops up and all of that. And then they, to get away, they jumped off of their balcony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Safely to the ground.
Oh.
Now, I don't know about you, but if I jumped off of a balcony,
I would
safely
hurt
to the ground is not what someone would say happened to me.
Yeah.
More like broke both of her legs and skid her face across the cement.
Well, maybe they were wiry, you know, from working on the dock, so they could tuck and roll.
Maybe.
You know.
Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so they jumped off the balcony to safety and they escaped.
Okay.
Now, one thing I haven't noted about the Carter brothers is that they're not the brightest.
They're
not the brightest bulbs in the pack.
They just came on home.
Not the brightest crayon in the box.
Yeah.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No.
I could go on.
Yeah.
So they, not being the brightest,
right.
The day after this big police blowout and they jump off the balcony and right. run away, like, epically.
Sure.
They go back to work the next day.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know. They go back to work, and surprise, surprise, the police were waiting for them.
Well, I would hope so. Okay.
I mean, if the police weren't, I kind of would have been like, what's happening?
Also, it kind of, maybe that was their whole plan. They were like, they'll never find us at work.
I know. They won't. They don't think we'll go back to work.
We would be so stupid to do that. So that's where we're going to go.
So we're going to go fling some dead fish around.
Kind of double-crossed one another, right. You know, like.
Right. Yeah. So the police arrest them, and they go on trial. Mm. They're found guilty of murder, and they are hung.
Oh.
Just like, bing, bang, hands are clean, done.
In the full sunshine, so they fry.
Exactly. So while this is happening, and while, like, the trial's going on, and then they are hung, rumors started to swirl that they are vampires.
Right.
So they're buried in one of our cemeteries.
They needed to cut their head off and put a stake through their heart then.
100%. Did they put some garlic in there?
Some Anne Rice? I mean.
Right. Anne Rice wasn't alive at this point. So, yeah. Yeah, so it's not really clear at this point in the story why their bodies would need to be exhumed later on.
Right.
But a few years later, their bodies were exhumed.
Okay.
And a report says, they did this because of the growing rumors.
Okay.
The city wanted to investigate why they drank blood.
Okay.
And so there was a couple of reports as to why their bodies were later going to be exhumed.
Okay.
So one of them was that the rumors were growing in the city, and the city wanted to investigate
into wild vampire rumors.
Into why they drank blood.
Right.
If they did, why they did, all of that kind of stuff. Then another one was they were potentially put in a communal tomb, so someone else was being put into the tomb.
Sure.
So it had to be at least a year later. So it was at least a year later, a couple of years later.
Right.
Either way, they opened their coffins in the years following, and there were no bodies inside or evidence of bodies. Mm. So because my first thought was, okay, well, depending on how many years later this was, they could be like
dust
at that point. But it said there were no evidence that there was even a body inside of it. So the rumors are that they survived being hung.
Okay. Because they didn't put a stake through their heart.
Exactly.
Right.
So they survived and moved to a different city to continue doing vampire things.
Oh, shit.
Just being vampires.
Look out for the Carter brothers, guys.
And in addition to this rumor, they moved to a different city doing their vampire shit.
Yeah.
And they would come back every year around Mardi Gras and stir some shit up.
Of course, because they want to party.
Well, also, I think that's the one time no one's going to notice if you look a little fucked up.
Right. Yeah.
Like, if your face is maybe pale or, you know, all white or whatever, like, you just say, oh, it's my costume.
Do you think if they drink the blood of a drunk person, do they also get drunk? And they're like, woo!
That is a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, party.
I would assume yes.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Yeah, I would assume yes, but I don't know. And I don't really plan on testing that theory.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Don't plan on testing it.
No.
But yeah, so they conveniently come back during Mardi Gras and stir some shit up.
Right.
And additionally, the apartment where they lived, surprise, surprise, has trouble keeping tenants.
Right. I wouldn't want to live there.
I would not want to live there.
No.
What if someone just like tiled over, you know, like that horrid tile like in the 60s? Mm-hmm. What if they just tiled over it and
or
then
linoleum just rolled
like
out?
Yeah, like they linoleum the floor and then, you know, like millennials go back and try to, they want the original like hardwood or whatever and they tear it up and there's like blood stains everywhere.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, we're going to cover that back up. going to put that back. Okay.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah. No. So, surprise, surprise, they have trouble keeping tenants. And the owners have said that they see two men in the house. Oh. And sometimes people even see two figures jumping from the balcony. So it must be like a residual haunting that like the same thing happens over and over again since that was like, because that's usually how residual hauntings happen, right? Like a significant moment.
Traumatic event.
Yeah, like a traumatic event.
Yeah.
But no one really knows what happened to the Carter brothers or the vampire brothers and where they went, if they died, if they didn't die, if they're vampires, if they're not vampires.
Maybe somebody took their bodies and did something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Like ritual or something. Mm-hmm. I bet. But I think they would have known. I mean, you're not supposed to open a tomb for a year. So I think somebody would have noticed if like.
Well, if you did some. A tomb midnight was shady.
True.
Resurrection of vampire brothers.
Yeah. And I mean, you can't really get out of those tombs either. Like, I'm trying to think, like, even if they didn't die and then they woke up, like.
No, because.
You know, they can't get out of that shit. They're sealed.
Plaster.
Yes. Yeah. They're plastered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, but yeah, in New Orleans, because our tombs are above ground, you can't put anyone in it.
Right.
You have to wait a year and a day.
Right.
Because it has to go through all of the seasons of. Yeah. Well, we don't really have seasons, but it has to go through.
Right.
It has to go through a full year.
Right.
For a lot of reasons, but that's one of them. Like, all the body has to adjust to the.
So if somebody took the bodies, they would have to break them out and then.
And like, then replaster. It. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I think you would have noticed if somebody had taken the bodies. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, okay, well, they could have taken the bodies maybe before they.
True.
Before they nailed the coffin shut,
or
I don't know.
I mean, they never were in there at all to begin with.
Personally, I mean, yeah, you know? They could have, you know, maybe it was like a trick rope or something, and
or just in they an got empty away. Casket. I don't know. Yeah,
who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe they're really vampires and they're still here.
Could be.
Maybe one of them is Robert Durst. who's in the news again because
he's going on trial.
That guy.
Yeah. So.
That guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We've got a lot to say about Robert Durst.
We may talk about him in the future.
But yeah, so no one knows what happened to them.
Wow. I do not want to run into those.
No, I don't know. And I found like one of those, I found a picture, but not like a really great picture.
Right.
So, because I am going to go with they probably weren't like. Mm-hmm. You know, the most social of people.
No.
Because they kept 15 bodies in their, dead bodies in their apartment.
Yeah.
It's not like you can just have, like, you know, a cocktail party around the dead bodies.
Yeah, I wonder what they talked about at work. Like, hey, what'd you do last night?
Murder anyone lately?
You know?
Or, like, they know really weird facts about, like, blood and, like, letting blood out of something.
No chit chat with these guys.
No, I don't think. I don't. I think you stick to like the weather.
Yeah.
In that situation.
It's really hot today.
Like,
huh?
That sun, man. No one, right.
No one's gonna load these fish.
Hey, you're getting a little burnt there. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So, that's that for them.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm. Nail on that coffin. Creepy. Yes. We don't know where they are. We don't know what's happening. Apparently, they come around during Mardi Gras.
Lord.
Because they live somewhere else.
During Mardi Gras, be careful.
Be careful. Watch out for vampires.
If you smell a waft of rotten fish come in.
Or iron blood.
Just
get
out of there.
And decomposing bodies.
Yeah. Get your cross
in. If you smell our
holy water.
BES candle.
I used to have some holy water around here somewhere.
Oh, God.
I wish I had
some. Jeez Louise.
We need to keep it on hand at all times.
We do need to keep it on hand at all times.
Just in case.
And aside to that.
Yes.
A extra chapter.
Ooh.
If you will. Apparently, some of their surviving victims did not really have a great life.
Oh, no.
There's a report. Trauma. I mean.
PTSD.
Truth. Ew. There's a report that said one of their victims went on to kill over 400 people.
What?
By burning their bodies in acid.
What?
So apparently they fucked some shit up.
They made a serial killer?
They made a serial killer, according to this report. They made a serial killer.
Or another vampire.
Or another vampire. I mean.
By biting them and.
They fed off their blood, and isn't that how you become a vampire too?
I am not sure of all the particulars. Well, that's the thing. Need to bone up on my.
I don't know. Yeah, I need to go back on my vampire
read an interview with an research. Vampire.
But I thought if you bit someone, you become a vampire.
Oh wait, I'm remembering Lost Boys.
Okay,
you have to drink. They would have to have made that person
drink blood. Okay. Okay.
Willingly, that person has to drink the blood, though, I think.
Oh, willing. Okay, well, I doubt that. Yeah. Unless this person did drink the blood. Maybe this person was trying to live, so they were, like, doing whatever. Like,
sure, I'll drink the blood.
Mm-hmm, John, I'll drink that. Whatever you say.
Yeah, if you let me get on out of here.
Yeah, you fucking freak.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it didn't turn out so well for that person.
Wow.
Or we the 400 people that they.
That person.
I know. Like, what's they that? Did not have a name, so I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more. I'm going to have to deep dive into the Goog.
Yeah.
And figure that one out.
A little Wikipedia. A
little wiki action. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's. Wow. I mean, 400 people is intense.
Hmm.
I don't even know 400 that people, I don't think.
I don't know.
It might be fabricated.
Is that possible? I don't know. It could be.
That's one a day for over a year.
Yeah.
So.
If you stretch that out over.
A couple of years, yeah. I mean,
you can do that, I guess.
But how do you do that and no one notices? Like,
that's a lot of acid.
That is a lot of acid.
Where do you get all that?
Hmm. Yeah, and acid like burns holes through things. So like, how you need like a lot of those? Was it like one of those buckets? Those like gas buckets or whatever?
Yeah, unless you worked at like a tannery.
I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
Now we're going off the rails.
We are. I don't know. There's endless possibilities.
Anyway.
But yeah,
not a great ending.
You know, not a great ending. We don't know where they went.
Oh boy.
We don't know where their bodies are.
Wow.
They might still be haunting their apartment.
Yes.
And
what happened to that little girl?
I know. They made a serial killer.
Yikes. What if she was the serial killer?
Ooh.
A little girl. Serial killer that would then go
what if she was like what if they made her a vampire?
Yes.
And that's why she was like, right. These guys are cramping my style, so let's like fuck their shit up.
Right. And then she became
the head vampire of New Orleans.
Yes.
I think it's that makes possible. Sense.
Yeah.
If not, we should write that story.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Trademark. We're trademarking that. We're writing that story. We said it first. I like that theory better. Then she's like, she's 12, but she's really been around for like 1,200 years.
Right.
So she's like old as fuck. And then these guys come in. She's like, who the fuck
are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Mm-mm. I'm the queen bee.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So she was like, joke's on you. Mm-hmm. And then she killed them.
Killed all the other people.
Yeah. And then killed 400 people. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, the 400 people that... person, I believe was a man. I believe they said he in all of those, or identified as a man.
Sure.
In all of those reports.
Okay.
But yeah.
Not great.
So that is John and Wayne Carter, the vampire brothers.
That is icky.
Icky.
Gross.
Smelly.
Yeah.
Gross.
Vampires are gross.
Vampires are just weird.
They're just gross.
They're just strange.
Get it. Don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's get the fan fiction. I don't get the it's no.
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 Don't. Yeah.
I would like an alive person, an alive man. That's
preferably, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a NOLA Gold rugby player. Who they're playing today. So
yes,
I hope
they
win.
Yeah.
It's 3:15, so I definitely think that they started already.
Yes.
And it's one of them's birthday, and I know that from Instagram.
Insta-stalking.
I Insta-stalk one of them. If you...
It's not stalking if it's on Instagram.
Right. You
it's
put it
out there for everyone.
For me to
see.
Yes. And I like to see it.
That's right.
So thank you.
It's called being a fan. A loyal fan.
Obviously.
Right. It's not weird.
It's not weird unless you make it weird. On that note,
anyway,
next time,
yes,
see you again. Oh, I do want to say we have a Gmail account,
yes,
bigeasyspirits@gmail.com, or you can contact us through our website, bigeasyspiritspodcast.com, and We want to hear your stories.
Stories, ideas.
Something we should look into. Something we should research. Mm-hmm. Any ideas for us, for the website, what you want to see, what you want to hear.
Right.
All of that kind of stuff. BigEasySpirits@gmail.com or our contact page on BigEasySpiritsPodcast.com.
Yeah.
And follow us on social.
If you have a minute to like and rate
the
podcast, I know that that really helps.
That would be lovely on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify.
That'd be great.
I don't know if the other ones have like ranking stuff, but those two have
definitely
have the stars.
Yes.
So give us all the stars. Please please.
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
And on that note, cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
While recording this week's episode, we forgot to mention, you may have heard a new little intro.
Yes, it's so exciting.
To the podcast.
Love it.
We just finally picked our intro. One of our good friends created it for us. He's amazing. And he did us a solid. And we hope you like it. Let us know what you think.
Definitely.
And enjoy.
Enjoy.